the order of the gates there. Board of Equalization. Attendance is, or Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Anderson, Gronewald, Bauman, Adams, Byers, and Barnard and Fleece will be absent all day. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 6-0. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Gronewald. Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 6-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Discussion of wages, property valuation, protest, and assessment process. Patty?
Just a little bit of a clarification. Some people asked me a few questions and so forth about wages and about some of these issues, so I thought I would bring them to the board's attention and just bring them out in front of the public. The wages, and I think Dave and Rex were probably on the board when we had a wage study a few years back. We paid a company a certain amount of money to do a wage study. And I don't know exactly how many years ago that was, but there was different employees were classified in different groupings.
Oh, my God.
Well, from that point on, it began to be that different employees became out of line. Wages, you know, salaries were raised and so forth. And so for about 2 years, I watched this happen. And finally last year, I brought it to the board's attention. And then, of course, I talked to Matt in length about it. And my employees in my office were between $1 and $1.85 under what some of the other employees were. And, you know, Matt, I believe at that time, then this board asked you to come up with a scale. And if you want to touch on that at all. I would appreciate that, the scale that you had figured out. Or
The scale, the wage scale that's in place is for put in place to try and get continuity within the courthouse.
Right.
And that was to have a system in place that was fair to the employees, was fair to the taxpayers from a budgeting standpoint. And it's a get along, it's by mutual agreement that that takes place. But just like over the last 3 years, that I think there's been this constant strum that each elected official is ultimately responsible for whether or not that takes place. But there's a benefit to having that mutual agreement in place. But ultimately, you know, you're not responsible for what we decide to pay the highway superintendents, and nor are we responsible for what the county attorney decides to pay his people or you pay yours. But it's a mutual agreeable system.
And, you know, I just wanted to point that out, that we did come up with a good system to where we got everybody more equalized. And, you know, and I think that the board supported that, and I supported that. So that was just one question that I wanted to verify. Getting back then to, is there any questions on that? Or, because I've had some that, you know, just were asked of me in the office. Another thing that I wanted to touch base on is property valuation protests. As you know, I wasn't here this summer for a few weeks. And during that time, we had 130 protests filed. And out of the 130, 79 properties were changed. And that means that people either brought evidence, I assume Mr. Byers was on the chairman of the board, they brought evidence forward. Things that indicated that there was a reason for the change. So I just want to clarify that out of 130 protests, 79 out of 16,000 parcels in the county were changed. That is a 0.0049%. That's less than a half a percent that were changed. 51 of those were not changed of 16,000 parcels in the county. So I just wanted to clarify that the 130 that were filed, and, you know, in previous years I've got records, too, that if anybody wants to see those, they're sure welcome to them. Another thing I wanted to touch on was the economy and things that we're facing now. This is a very difficult time for the assessor's office because what we've got now is marketing times are a lot longer. Foreclosures have been taking place, you know. There's just a lot of things, uncertainties in the market right now that we're not sure what direction we're heading in the future. You know, smaller communities could continue to see decreases. You know, we got to study the market. We've got to analyze what's going on. And I think that's going to be the biggest, you know, biggest obstacle that the county assessors are going to face, because this is just really uncertain times. And, you know, lower property valuations don't necessarily mean lower taxes, and I want to stress that, because, you know, you still need money to operate, and, you know, the snow needs to be moved from the roads, and so those are the things that I just wanted to touch on, just to clarify some things, so.
Okay. What else, Patty?
That's basically it, Rex. We're getting ready for the tax time, where we send out those nice real estate tax statements and consolidate and levies, and that's pretty much it. So.
Okay.
At the legislative conference that I went to for NACO this last week, there weren't a whole lot of real positive comments about Turk. I just thought you might like to know.
Surprise,
that. From the governor on that. Yeah.
Have there been any options suggested to the Turk system?
I think there are. There's some discussions going on by NACO about Turk and with some other parties, and so, yeah, and with the governor's office also.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Gary.
I guess I'd just comment that observing some Turk hearings and things like that, I found that not to be quite as bad as people let on to be sometimes. I think if you go there and if people know what to do, and if they get a little guidance from the elected officials in the local place, that sometimes it's not bad. And some of them actually had some success against the county board. So I don't find it to be such an ominous thing to – I think it's a good part of the process, and I just think it's not that bad.
Anything else for equalization? Board of Equalization adjourned, 8:37.